The floor reaches some kind of solid bottom far down in the ground and stops with a soft jar. It's dead black, and I can feel the sheet around me choking off my wind. Just as I get the sheet untied, the floor starts sliding forward with a little jolt. Some kind of casters under it I can't hear. I can't even hear the guys around me breathing, and I realize all of a sudden it's because that drumming's gradually got so loud I can't hear anything else. We must be square in the middle of it. I go to clawing at that damned sheet tied across me and just about have it loose when a whole wall slides up, reveals a huge room of endless machines stretching clear out of sight, swarming with sweating, shirtless men running up and down catwalks, faces blank and dreamy in firelight thrown from 100 blast furnaces. It, everything I see, looks like it sounded, like the inside of a tremendous dam. Huge brass tubes disappear upward in the dark. Wires run to transformers out of sight. Grease and cinders catch on everything, staining the couplings and motors and dynamos red and coal black. The workers all move at the same smooth sprint, an easy fluid stride. No one's in a hurry. One will hold up a second, spin a dial, push a button, throw a switch, and one side of his face flashes white like lightning from the spark of the connecting switch, and run on, up steel steps and along a corrugated iron catwalk. Pass each other so smooth and close I hear the slap of wet sides like the slap of a salmon's tail on water. Stop again, throw lightning from another switch, and run on again. They twinkle in all directions, clean on out of sight, these flash pictures of the dreamy, dull faces of the workmen. A workman's eyes snap shut while he's going at full run, and he drops in his tracks. Two of his buddies running by grab him up and lateral him into a furnace as they pass. The furnace whoops a ball of fire, and I hear the popping of a million tubes like walking through a field of seed pods. This sound mixes with the whir and clang of the rest of the machines. There's a rhythm to it, like a thundering pulse. The dorm floor slides on out of the shaft and into the machine room. Right away I see what's straight above us, one of those trestle affairs like you find in meat houses, rollers on tracks to move carcasses from the cooler to the butcher without much lifting. Two guys in slacks, white shirts with the sleeves turned back, and thin black ties are leaning on the catwalk above our beds, gesturing to each other as they talk, cigarettes in long holders tracing lines of red light. They're talking, but you can't make out the words above the measured roar rising all around them. One of the guys snaps his fingers, and the nearest workman veers in a sharp turn and sprints to his side. The guy points down at one of the beds with his cigarette holder, and the worker trots off to the steel stepladder and runs down to our level, where he goes out of sight between two transformers huge as potato cellars.